Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Take Back Your Health Radio. This is Robin Shirley, your host, and today is our first episode ever. So I thought I would introduce you all to Take Back Your Health and what that means to us, and tell you a little bit about the story of how this radio show came to be. So, first of all, the Take Back Your Health radio mission is to provide support and education for people who are experiencing chronic illness and who know that there are answers to their illness out there beyond the conventional treatments that they're receiving through their doctors. So the background with this is that I, myself, Robin Shirley, have rheumatoid arthritis, and I was diagnosed 12 years ago. And I was one of those people who felt that there were answers beyond what my doctors were giving me. And I do believe that conventional treatment can be very important and therapeutic for some, but I think that there are also very powerful natural treatments for illness that, when combined with conventional treatments, can really help a person accelerate into wellness and overcome many painful diseases. So this radio show is going to provide you with resources to go beyond your conventional treatment and look towards alternative treatments for your illness so that you can experience life in a more pleasurable way besides just through conventional treatment. So we're going to talk about nutrition and movement and herbal treatments and meditation and all those different things, detoxification and cooking and relationships and financial health. So everything is going to be covered here. And it's all going to happen slowly over the next couple years. Each episode is going to just cover different topics, and we'll have different guests. So our mission is basically to provide the resources that you all need to be in less pain and kind of get over the health issues that are holding you back from experiencing life the way you want to live it. So today I have a guest, and I would like to bring her on in a few moments. Christine Krieger, we're going to talk about Ayurvedic wisdom and how you can use that to take back your own health. But before I do that, I wanted to tell you all what else we do besides this radio show. For the past 2 years, I have organized and hosted a Take Back Your Health conference in Washington, D.C., and it's a 2.5-day event, and it is an educational event and an inspirational event, including speakers and an exhibit hall and movement classes and food, and we're actually going to be including a few more things like art therapy and financial health seminar. So those things all are taking place at the Take Back Your Health conference twice a year in Washington, D.C., and our website is takebackyourhealthconference.com. So you can learn more there. You can connect with our conference, our radio show, all the recordings, and we have a blog up there. And we also have a meetup group that we'll be starting this spring where you can meet live in person in D.C. Once a month. And the last thing that you can check us out on YouTube, all the conference clips are on YouTube if you'd like to learn more about that event. It's youtube.com/TBYHconference. And we'd love to see you there at one of the next conferences. The next conference is coming up April 26th through 28th at the Washington Dulles Hilton, and it's going to be one of our best conferences yet. So if you want to learn more, please go to the website and check it out. It's www.takebackyourhealthconference.com. All right, now I'd like to go on to tell you about our guest, and in order to do that, I have to tell you that we're doing so much, and I feel like I just loaded you all up with a lot of information. But one more thing is that we are going to be hosting virtual classes as well as the live conference. So we want to educate you all on natural health care in as many ways as possible. So through the radio show and through the live conference and through our meetup group and our blog. On top of that, we're doing these virtual classes, and I'm going to call them telesummits because it's like a series of 4 classes. And this spring, the one that we're doing is called Take Back Your Health with Ayurvedic Wisdom, hence the name of this radio show episode. So today we're going to give you all a little bit of introduction into what Ayurveda is, and the teacher that's going to be teaching the Ayurvedic Wisdom courses this spring virtually is going to explain to you how you can use Ayurvedic wisdom to take back your health, and she'll tell you a little bit about her history and how she got into this sort of healing work. So, Christine Krieger, I mentioned, she will be the Ayurvedic counselor who will be talking to us today about this course that she'll be teaching. I met Christine about, I think it was 2.5 years ago, and she and I were both at an event at a local farm that was on essential oils, I believe, and how to pack a healthy lunchbox. It was a local woman who was teaching a course, and Christine and I were both there, and she had somehow her and I connected after the class and started talking, and I was just coming home from being at college. I went to Virginia Tech, and I left early because of my own health. I mentioned earlier in the episode that I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I was not able to finish classes at Virginia Tech, so I came home early, and I was pursuing natural health care options, including nutrition, which is what led me to this class where I met Christine. And Christine and I talked after the class, and she we got into a conversation, and she gave me a piece of advice that was so profound, and I never forgot it. And it was on the topic of, you know, young women in relationships, and I had just gotten out of a terrible relationship at college, and so she had, you know, said something that made me feel much better about that, and, you know, taking my power back and not letting myself, not selling myself short. Anyways, it was a really wonderful encounter, and I reconnected with her later, and now we're working together, and she's been teaching movement at the conference, and she will continue to do that, and this spring she will be there. And so that will be in April at the Take Back Your Health conference. But in March, we're going to do this Take Back Your Health with Ayurvedic Wisdom. So anyways, Christine is on the call tonight, and I just want to introduce you all. Christine, welcome.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you so much. It's a blessing to be here.
Yeah. So I am very happy to have you. And can you go ahead and let everyone know a little bit about your background with Ayurveda and yoga and how you got into that field? Because it's a long story and it's a wonderful story, and I didn't want to mess it up, so I thought I'd let you go ahead.
Well, it is a long story, and I'll try to be as succinct as I can. As a child, I always had a longing to be in the health field. I wanted to be a nurse, but I had an aversion to needles. So I knew that wasn't going to work. But through my childhood, I found that through movement, dancing, singing, that I had this wonderful, it was just this healing resonance that happened in my body. And I had a father that really supported all of that. And it was just something that I was really drawn to. It was very comforting to me to know that through dancing, through movement, that there was just this settling that happened in my body and in my mind most especially. So as I grew up and life just kind of happened, my mother was diagnosed with cancer when I was quite early in my teens. And the whole progression of watching Western medicine and what was going on was very intriguing to me. And then before I knew it, my father was diagnosed with cancer. So I got to be part of the whole process of Western allopathic medicine and what happened. But in the meantime, I was blessed with going to school in Boston. And right down the street from where I attended school was this place called Hippocrates Health Institute, which was run by a lady by the name of Dr. Ann Wigmore. So I already began to think that, okay, if we have both my parents have cancer, then there's something that maybe we're ingesting in our bodies that could be, you know, helping this process along. I didn't really think of the stressed part at that time. I just thought, well, you know, maybe it's something we're eating, our foods or something. So I began to investigate through that avenue, and that was the beginning. That's where I learned how to teach yoga. I took yoga there. People came to the institute who were very ill, and Western medicine had basically said we can't do much with you. Some people saw great response and great healing. Others, we didn't see that much. But it was just an opportunity to see that there were possibilities there were different avenues that maybe we could take through putting living food into our bodies. Now, I know that raw food is great for a lot of people, but and it's not that great for other people because people need to be grounded in certain ways, and raw food can work for some and not for others. So it's about balance and it's about understanding. And that just kind of took me on an adventure in which during summers I was traveling to different parts of the world to investigate, all right, because both my parents did die when I was 19 and 21. And so it allowed me to go much deeper into what is this health that we talk about and what is it to be healed and how can we possibly maybe turn around some of the things that are going on in our body if we're more aware. So it just opened up an avenue to me. I had been graced with being able to travel as a child, and so I wasn't afraid of traveling. I wasn't afraid of going to different cultures to see how do people operate on different areas of the world. And because of it, I was introduced to various different aspects of health, of healing, of ways of eating, of cultural norms. And so it just opened up my eyes to so many new ways of looking at what this health and healing practice is. And I'd heard about Ayurveda because I did end up in the East, in the Himalayas, and that was where I think things really opened up for me. I had also done a lot of studying with faiths around the world, and so combining faiths with healing, with food, with cultural ways, with stresses, all this stuff, it all kind of came together in the form of what is called Ayurveda, which is the oldest medical practice in the world. It's where most all medicine came from. And a lot of people don't see the root of their medicine being in the Ayurvedic wisdom, but it actually is. Greek medicine came from there. Chinese medicine came from there. All the naturopathic, homeopathic, even a lot of allopathic stuff that you can stem right back into that. But Ayurveda means the science of life. And so I was really curious about this science of life, what is that? And what I have found is Ayurveda can help me figure out who I am and how I work and why I'm here. So those are kind of questions that I always would ask my father growing up. I wanted to know those things. I wanted, you know, what is it that we're doing here? What is it to be a human? So through investigating, when I actually was trained up at a place called Kripalu up in Massachusetts, and I began assisting a lot of the master teachers up there, and one of them that I was really privileged to be able to assist was a gentleman by the name of K.P. Khalsa, who is now one of the world's renowned herbalists. And it was through working with him and in the Ayurvedic world that I really saw this is fascinating stuff. This makes sense. This is ancient wisdom. And he used to laugh and say it's the wisdom of the past and the medicine of the future. And I truly believed that. And so I just continued investigating. I assisted him in the numerous classes and then began to investigate, all right, Western medicine's getting involved in this integrative health and healing. So I need to practice I need to learn from somebody who's a Western doctor. And I ended up working with Deepak Chopra and David Simon out in California in their Ayurvedic class and got a different perspective from somebody who's Western and Eastern trained. And I just was just stimulated. I just knew that there's something here that's very, very important and very basic. And my calling has been to take it out of a lot of the Sanskrit terms and bringing it into English interpretations so that people can understand on a different level than having to learn all the Sanskrit terms. They're very important, they're very vital, but I want people to understand this science of life that can be very elementary and yet, on the other hand, incredibly complex. So I want to bring it down to a level where people can understand the importance and the transformation that can happen with just simple lifestyle changes, transformations, and through what I have learned, it's it's something that the more I teach it, the more I see people saying, wow, that makes sense. I want more. And it's building blocks. It's foundational building blocks that invite you in to understanding, oh, that's why I should move. Oh, that's why I should be careful of the thoughts that are in my mind. Oh, this is why I need to eat properly. So there's a balance, and yet there's not rigidity in it. It's not these rules and regulations that you have to do. There's a flexibility, and there's an honoring that every single one of us is different, special, and precious. No two people can take the same, you know, here's the drug, put it in, do this. No. I want to get to know who you are from the inside out. I want to know what's happened in your life. I want to sit down with you because you're a human being with an incredible story. And the more that story unfolds, the more we get to let go of the trauma that we may be holding on to, of anything that's unsettling to us, and learn how to unfold it and come into this life that has biorhythms and a flow that each and every one of us has. And we're invited into it through this amazing practice called Ayurveda, 5,000-year-old medical practice. So that, in a nutshell, I hope that kind of gives you some kind of idea. I mean, it's been an exploration, and I will never stop exploring. I will never stop learning because it's fascinating. And I just want to be able to share it and invite others to get on the road of saying, pretty fascinating, I'd like to learn more.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I think what would help is if you maybe gave us, well, just to kind of summarize, my impression is that Ayurveda is a set of principles that guide you in your daily life and interaction with others here on planet Earth, and in a way that will help you balance and stay healthy and vibrant and energetic. So could you maybe give an example, elaborate on what I just said, and if I'm headed in the right direction with that thought, and maybe you can give an example of one of the Ayurvedic principles and maybe give it in a real-life example of how someone would use Ayurvedic principles in their daily life.
Absolutely, because that's what it is. It is a daily walk with this practice. The most important part about Ayurvedic principles is digestion. Digestion is about taking in what it is we bring into our bodies. And it's not only taking it in, but it's allowing it to be digested, assimilated, and released so that we let go of what no longer serves us. So if you're taking in an item of food, you take it in, it gets the acids, get it worked up, and so it breaks it down so that it can be.
Christine, are you still there? Oh, it sounds like Christine got cut off. She lives out in the country, and her phone line is not always reliable, so I apologize for that. She's now calling back in, and I will patch her in. Christine, are you there?
Okay, so as food comes down, it begins to digest, and through that digestion process, the different elements are assimilated into the cells of the body, or they're eliminated out of the system. And it's in the digestive process that we take in the nutrients that are going to serve, build our cells, and we let go of what's no longer going to serve us. Same thing that happens in the mind. We take in impressions all day long into the system of the mind, and because there's so many impressions that come in, we often cannot assimilate and eliminate those. So they back up, so we get into a position of pressurized in our mind. We get angry, we get upset, or we get complacent. We withdraw. There's various different parts of the Ayurvedic wisdom that through the first session that we will do, and I hope that many people are wanting to be on that first session, we will explain from the actual beginnings of creation how we came about, how we became physical people and what the actual mind principles are and why we get stuck or why we get agitated, why we can't move into, you know, why fear comes in. So these various different principles of what are we digesting, what are we assimilating, what are we eliminating, what are we letting go of, and what are we staying stuck in. So we learn how to, oh, well, there's a certain part of my life where I'm a little stuck right now, and I'm not sure why. Well, through this practice, we can break it down into pretty basic, simple things of just allowing your mind to understand, oh, that's what it is. Oh, okay, all right, I got that. Now I understand it. But it's basically just going the building blocks, learning, whether it's the tissue layers in the body or whether it's the different levels of the mind and how we comprehend things, how we digest things, how we eliminate things. But with Ayurveda, it's about digestion. So it's physical, it's mental, it's emotional. It's learning about who we are, why we are, and how we can become more.
Awesome. That's great. And I would really love to now explain to everyone what this class is going to cover from class 1 through class 4. So you gave a wonderful overview of Ayurveda. And just to remind everyone, we are going to begin this class on the first Tuesday in March at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the class will continue every Tuesday in March at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can listen in as long as you have a high-speed internet connection. And the way to sign up for the class is on our website. It's takebackyourhealthconference.com/telesummit. That's www.takebackyourhealthconference.com/telesummit. The class is completely free if you listen in live on each Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. in March. You can purchase the recordings later if you'd like to review them, and those will be on sale on the website at that same URL, which again is www.takebackyourhealthconference.com/telesummit. So, Christine, if you would, just take a few moments and tell us, I know that we're still working on the curriculum a little bit, but we've got the outline and some of the curriculum down enough that we can explain what each class will cover. So we're going to start with class 1, and you mentioned that a little bit, but could you give us kind of like a two-sentence description of each class and how we're going to move through the Ayurvedic principles and then come to the end with a summary?
Yes. Yep. The first class is going to be a basic, the building blocks of nature, and we will go through a little diagram, and I'll explain the different levels and how things came into being, and I think it'll be fascinating because it's not from, you know, a specific cultural standpoint or anything. It's from a human standpoint, who we are intrinsically, who we are and how we came about and how things came together. And I think that people will kind of have an aha because it's including the mind, the physicality, the five elements, and then what everybody hears about in Ayurveda, the doshas. But we'll learn a lot about the doshas from a standpoint of not just, oh, what dosha are you, but more about the in-depthness of what a dosha is and how it comes about.
Great. And then the second class, we're going to move into digestion, which you did talk about a little bit, correct?
Yes. Yeah, and that'll be about digestion and food and the mind and how the two work hand in hand, and that actually the body is a vehicle for the mind, and the mind is a vehicle for supreme consciousness. So opening up to true communication within our body, physical body, mental body, and then subtle bodies. And the digestive process will be physically, we'll talk about various different foods and how the bodily tissues work and the digestion in the mind, and we'll go deeply into unconscious, subconscious, and it's pretty fascinating, pretty in-depth, but but I want to make it so that people understand, and there's ahas and light bulbs that go off. So really in depth, but something that I think all of us will truly be able to understand on an incredible level.
Right. And so the last two classes will kind of bring that digestive piece to and tie in the movement aspect and how important that is within digestion and movement physically. And then we'll talk about breath work. And do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, the movement piece is huge because for me that's from little childhood. That's what brought me to what I'm doing today. Because to move is to move the lymph system. And the lymph system is something that a lot of people don't talk about and don't know much about, but it is the most vital system because it feeds the blood. And through movement, we heal from the inside out. And I tell my students that motion is the lotion to keep us going. And the heart has a pump. The heart is pumping the blood. The lymph system, the only pump it has is for us to move. And so it's really vital for us to understand. And it doesn't have to be ramped up, hard kind of movement. It's simple, it's graceful, it's Tai Chi, it's just flow. And understanding how the movement and the muscles integrate with different organs. And it's a wonderful dance within our physical body. And it's an invitation, once again, to understanding why do we move. And why do we want to move our fingers? Why do we want to move our toes? Why are the smallest little capillaries in need of movement as well as the largest? So to me, it's fascinating, very vital, very important. A lot of people are saying now, oh, you can lose weight. You don't have to do anything. I'm a true believer that the body is here for us to enjoy, to move, and to allow radiation. There's a radiance within us that wants to radiate out. It wants to vibrate out from the innermost parts of our being. So the more we move, the more abundance we have in our from a cellular level. And then the whole breath piece, the breath and the meditation, without the breath, we're not here. And because it's a free gift, we often forget about it. It's a very vital, important part, and it, too, stimulates the lymph system. It stimulates all the organs in the body. It is very, very vital, and I have lots of different techniques, and we'll just be able to do a few on these webinars because of the time limitations, but we'll have more in the future. But it's just an introduction to this valuable piece called the breath that can actually help us to calm down, help us to de-stress, help us to become the people that we were designed to be, true human beings, not human doings and human thinkings and human stressings, but learning how to, through the simple act of breathing, to calm down, coming in from the stressful sympathetic nervous system into the parasympathetic, the peace that passes all understanding, the calming of learning how where the location of the receptor sites for that are located in the lungs, and how we can open up to being so much more than we ever imagined and expanding out to horizons that we never imagined. They're there, and I want people to journey into them and find just such fulfillment in this life that we've been given.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm very excited for the class, and I know that I'm going to learn a lot from it as we are teaching others. So, again, the class is happening every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. in March, and you can sign up on our website. You just need to sign up for our emails, and we'll take care of the rest and send you the listen-in details. The website is www.backforhealthconference.com, and the actual website for the class is takebackyourhealthconference.com/telesummit. So we hope that you will sign up. It's a free class, and the recordings will be available for purchase. Thanks again so much for listening in, and we'll be back next month on the first Tuesday at 2 p.m.